Perhaps the main function of apologetics is to show that, from a philosophical point of view, Christians and other theists have nothing whatever for which to apologize. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at philosophers who are believers, and this quote is from one of the most influential.
John, it's a quote from Alvin Plantinga of Notre Dame University. Richard Swinburne from Oxford University, another notable Christian philosopher who we'll be looking at, said, "Alvin Plantinga is the leading philosopher of God." And that's quite the statement. Plantinga has perhaps done more than anyone to defend the reasonableness of Christian belief in light of the problem of evil.
And the problem of evil is a big problem, one of the main obstacles toward belief in God.
Plantinga does not believe you need arguments or evidence to support belief in God, but his free will defense has given believers a platform to show that evil in the world does not disprove the existence of God. Instead, Plantinga uses the existence of evil to argue for the existence of God, since a godless worldview has no place for moral obligation, hence no problem of evil. And his logic is respected by both Christian and non-Christian philosophers.
So what role did philosophy play in his own commitment to Christ, Alec?
Plantinga had a powerful experience of God as a university student at Harvard. So once again, it wasn't simply a reasonable road to Christianity. However, he moved to a Christian college, and he says this probably preserved his Christian belief, and certainly it kept his faith at the forefront of his intellectual and professional life.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan is ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org, including a look at Alec's book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.